The Reserve Bank has cut interest rates to a record low of 0.1% as the bank's governor confirmed Australia was not out of recession. It's not good. And he has said that it looks like we can expect these rates to stay at 0.1% for at least 3 years. The finance editor of Canstar is Effie Zahos, and we're going to speak with her this afternoon. Hello, Effie. Thanks for your time.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. I wanted to ask you, what do self-funded retirees do in desperation for trying to, I suppose, trying to make as much money as they can? Because it's difficult for self-funded retirees in the fact that they probably don't want to put all of their money into the stock market. But if they go term deposits or a bank account, they're going to get two-fifths of nothing.
Yeah, this is the situation. Throughout the whole pandemic, I think the self-funded retirees have been the forgotten ones. And too often, it's thought that, there's no need to help in the sense because, you know, you're a self-funded retiree, you've worked all your life, you've got your money and you'll be right. The reality of it is that a lot of self-funded retirees have worked hard all their life. They may have an investment property and their home, pushing them over the threshold to get the age pension, and yet through this period have lost their income because of maybe their tenants not able to afford it. We're looking at a situation now also that if they've got cash in the bank, it is officially going backwards. The best rate I could find was 0.7% that the Big Four are offering, and that's only for 4 or 5 months. So it is a situation also that the government is deeming. The government is actually deeming that people are earning as high as a rate of 2.25% if the portion is over 53,000. So they can't seem to win or catch a break here because of the fact that we are in record low interest rates. And without dialing up the risk, without jumping, say, into the share market and taking that risk on board, they're not getting any returns.
You just said that the government is deeming that if you've got a little bit of money in the bank, you're earning 2.25%. Who's making these decisions at government level? You've just said yourself, no one is giving you 2.25% interest. I mean, if you've got $500,000 and you want to put it in a 6 month term deposit, the best you'll get is around about 1%.
Yeah, now the government decreased the deeming rates back in January. I know the National Seniors Association have been calling for the government to reduce these even further. So amounts up to 53,000 are deemed to earn 0.25%. You'll be lucky to get that. Now, anything over that is 2.25. And as I've said, the best I could find, if you're looking for, say, Rabo, I believe, is at 2%. So it's not even making that cut. And unfortunately, there's a case now that, like I said, money in the bank is going backwards. So your options are probably find a good financial advisor, and there's a challenge too, to find a good financial advisor that can actually then walk you through your options, because you are then going to go into maybe looking at an index fund, maybe looking at the shares that, you know, the top dividend yields, and not all of them, you know, your traditional bank ones. We've seen the results that have come out this week. You know, their net interest margins are being squeezed. It's affecting their shareholders. So it is quite tough to get the returns there.
They've said we're out of recession, but the RBA governor said on Tuesday that we're not out of recession. I mean, you don't have to be Einstein to work out there's no way in the world we're out of recession at the moment.
No, I think they are expecting better figures to come through as we move along. Are we, you know, to be out of this recession, we're expecting GDP numbers to improve, and we'll probably find that they may do so. But what the economy may be feeling and what you and I in our hip pocket are feeling are two very different things. And unfortunately, it is going to be a hard slog for quite some time. The good news is, if things continue from a health perspective, a virus numbers point of view, then, you know, the economy should chug along a lot better. With Melbourne coming out of lockdown, spending may actually increase as well. So, look, there is some good news, I hope. But look, it's going to be a long time until we get out of there. I mean, when the RBA cuts interest rates, they're cutting it because the economy is not doing well. They're not doing homeowners any favour.
So you think the best advice for self-funded retirees that would be listening to us this afternoon is get yourself a really good financial advisor. But you've said yourself, that's difficult to do, isn't it, to find yourself a good financial advisor. But try and find a good financial advisor and sit down and have a long conversation with them.
I, I think it is a case of trying to see what are the options. If you are traditionally investing in cash, I mean, obviously you need cash in your portfolio, but have a look, what's your super fund doing? Especially if you're, you know, 50, there's still so much more ahead, and maybe you can look at a different asset class as well. Do speak to a financial advisor and see, you know, can I get a better bang for my buck? And in some cases, like I said, it might be a case if you haven't ventured or looked into index funds as well, take a look at that. I mean, Vanguard, one of the largest in the world, and the returns have been a lot better. And we do have some good dividend stocks paying on the ASX 200. Have a look at that as well. But these are all volatility. So this is why you do need some good advice moving forward. And it's going to be a case of maybe eating a little bit into that capital, unfortunately.
Is property still a good decision in this current market?
Look, property has been bulletproof, hasn't it? I mean, CoreLogic data that came out last week just showed that all states except for Melbourne, I think collectively was about 0.4, 0.6 growth. So again, from an investor's point of view, you're probably looking, yields are still a little bit low, and this is the problem that a lot of self-funded retirees have got themselves into now, that their tenants may not be paying rent. Also, no, you may be able to qualify for the pension loan scheme, and that's the government's equivalent of a reverse mortgage. You do not need to, you can be a self-funded retiree, you don't need to be on the pension to get that. And that's the equivalent of about 1.5 times the amount of the pension you could get. So that could help supplement your income.
Can you see us going to below zero rates?
Well, the RBA did come out, remember, and said we weren't going to go past 0.25.
That's right.
And guess what? We
that's
went
right.
past 0.25.
Exactly.
I think the rate cut was probably the second kind of point here. The first point is basically the cut in term funding and also in government bond funding. That was really the big gun here that the RBA pulled out. Look, never say never. Like I said, they didn't say they were going to go below 0.25, and they have. We're sitting at 0.1. So it is quite possible that maybe negative interest rates are next. And the logic behind that could be that, you know, keeping your money in the bank, this way it will cost you, so maybe then you'll spend it and that will stimulate the economy. That's the theory anyway.
Gosh, I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, really? Because the RBA have said that wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to say they promised, but they've said it wouldn't. But as you've said, I mean, we're in uncharted waters. And that's the whole point, isn't it? We're absolutely in uncharted waters. We've never seen this before.
Yeah. And look, you know, we have cheap funding. We know that what we need to get going now is demand, confidence, to get that spending up so we can use this cheap funding, so to speak.
Yeah, okay. It's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and I hope we can talk again.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend, Effie. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Effie Zahos. She's the finance editor of Canstar.